We have 6-year-old Shelby Wallace, who was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic. I'm never going to get these
acute
right.
Acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Look at you. And no. You said you ALL. Didn't know, and you said you didn't know big words. Her mom, Samantha, and her cousin, Danielle, is here. They are all from Lunenburg, Mass. And let's start with mom, Samantha.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Shelby, her diagnosis, and sort of how this all started.
It was just quick. They kept telling me that it was just a virus, and that it would kind of pass, like, eventually, like normal viruses do. And then my sister looked at me and she was like, "She's pale. I think we need a second opinion." So, and then by that time she was really like labored breathing and her stomach was distended. And so we went to a walk-in clinic, and then they told me that they could do an antibiotic, but he was like, "I think you should probably do rush blood work to make sure that there's not something else going on." So then we went to the emergency room and then straight to Boston after we got those results. So it was a very quick process once we finally figured it out.
And Shelby, I heard you like to watch YouTube videos. What kind of stuff do you watch on YouTube?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You like JoJo, right?
I like all of the things.
You like all the things?
That's right.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Look at that.
I know. People playing with toys, yep. Huh? Roblox.
Danielle, what have you learned about her throughout this whole process?
I just never realized how strong a little kid could be, really. Yeah. I know other people, but you don't know what it's like until it hits your own family type of thing.
Go ahead, Danielle.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's all I really have to say.
So when did treatment begin? How was dealing with the folks at Dana-Farber?
Treatment began in October of 2019. It was like the 23rd or the 24th, finally, when we were admitted to the hospital. We were there for 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, I think. And then we started slowly going over to Dana-Farber after we were outpatient. And ever since going to Dana-Farber, it's just been great. Like, she was in a place where she didn't feel good, so she didn't really, like, accept people, like, kind of to, like her and, like, have fun. But once we started going and once they started, you know, getting used to everybody, like, she just, we go and we play. We do. We'll go for our Thursday appointment. We'll be there two hours early, and she'll just take the day to play while she's getting treatments. When she's done, it's fun.
How comforting is that to you as a mom?
It makes me feel a lot better, because she was in this mindset at one point in time where she would cry and scream because she didn't want to go. She was just done. She was tired of the needles. She's tired of getting blood work. She's tired of them looking at her like she didn't want to. So now we go. She has a good group of friends that she plays with, and even just the staff. Like, she goes in and she leaves me at the front desk, and she's just off going and, "All right, I'm going to say hi to Emily," or, you know, "Miss Lisa," or "Courtney, the nurse," and she's gone. She just loves it and has fun. So
the nurses have been nice, Shelby?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you have a lot of friends over there now?
Yes.
Now, are you going to first grade coming up?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well, you can tell, right?
Just a little bit.
A little giggle there. That's
so
right.
That's going to be a couple of weeks away, right?
Next week, I think.
So do you already know your teacher and you know who's in your class?
We know our teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not really the students.
There's somebody in my class this year that's going to be named Carly that might be the same one from my pre-K that I used to have, because I had a Carly in my pre-K.
That'd be good.
There you go.
You know somebody there, and I'm sure you'll meet a lot of new friends.
Who do you play with whenever you do go to Dana-Farber? Your mom mentioned the appointments that you go to, and you have people there that you play with. So who are those that you play with?
Probably Sydney, even if she's not there sometimes, and Austin and my other friends. So I probably just play with the nurses that are there and people that are in the playroom.
How awesome are the nurses there?
Awesome.
Who is your favorite nurse there? Do you have one that you have one that you've really connected with?
Courtney, because she's really funny.
Oh, really?
That one time she was dancing on the chair, walking away. She was strolling, like, yeah, that was funny, the funniest day ever.
She has such a great disposition and an outlook on everything. Ladies, thank you for stopping by and telling your story.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Actually, quickly, let me ask you, Danielle, about the shirt you have on.
Yes.
Shelby Joe Strong.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the shirt. Are you selling them? Are they out there? Is there a place where people can grab a shirt?
So this was actually the first shirt that started. I mean, we've had many shirts over the past 2 years, but this was the very first fundraiser that we had. It's not open now because it was like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. But, I mean, if people are interested, we can always make them again.
Great shirt.
There we go. It is a great shirt.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very good, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.